right, welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And we got special guest.
Hello, hello. My name is Mike.
Crowley?
Mike Crowley,
yes. Do we not want to release your anonymity?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it a secret.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is It's All About Perspective. We got a lot to tackle today. We got three people in the studio. This is a new thing. I'm looking forward to it. Let's jump right into some songs, and then we'll go from there. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Acknowledge it, Mike.
Yes, sounds good.
There we go. All right.
Open up the doors in the back of the church, and they all rise, they all rise. Take a couple steps in my breath in a dress that is all white, it's all white. As your father lets you go, he will whisper soft and slow. Walk towards love. Gonna go, but that's alright, that's alright. Cause everything could fall down, everything can go, but it's all fine, it's all fine. They say love's a winding road, but it's simple if we both walk towards love. It's a fact that we all die, we all die. I know you're an angel, so if they call you back in a short time, and you leave me in this life, I will follow close behind. Walk towards love. Towards love. There's a feeling I get, takes me back to Graceland. There's a courage I get, stolen wisdom from my old man. Won't make a sweat because I'm losing my emotion. Because I'm losing my emotion. There's a fear in my head, it'll all be forgotten. And what's the point of a memory now if I only get a little?
30 seconds or a lifetime. 30 seconds or a lifetime. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. Bleed the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. Choose to follow what the greatest
You just heard To My Future Wife by John Bellion, followed by 30 Seconds by Vinyl Theater, followed by The Bird by Anderson .Paak. So, Mike.
Yes, that's me.
You want to introduce yourself a little bit? Give yourself some background?
Sure. All right, my name is Mike Crowley. I'm tall. I'm wide.
No. Social security number?
Yeah, exactly. My phone number is 201. No, so I went to high school with Dylan. Been boys ever since then. Was that 7-8 years now?
Yeah.
And he's been doing this radio thing, so I listen on Sundays, and now I'm on the show, which is pretty cool.
Most of the time. I have to prompt you.
Yeah. Most of the time he finds me listening on Spotify, so he's like, hey, hit this link, listen to me.
The only friend I have on Spotify, so I can see when he's listening.
You have just one friend?
Well, I don't on Spotify. That's the key right there. That's the key. All right, so we got a couple things we got to tackle today.
What are they?
But the first thing is we have to expose Remy.
Okay.
Remy?
Could you not?
No, we're doing this. We're doing this. This is an intervention.
This isn't even a thing to be. I didn't know that I was supposed to be embarrassed about this.
You shouldn't be.
Until you made me.
No, I don't think you have to be embarrassed about it. Can you whistle, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Can you whistle more than one note?
Yes.
Because Remy can whistle the same note over and over.
area.
Now, I actually don't think whistling over the air would be a good thing to listen to. But Remy does the whistling equivalent of if you were trying to sing like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star of do 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 do, like the same. Like
if you had a piano one key on it, that's
tried to play a song.
Now, I feel like they go, can you blow bubbles with bubble gum? I feel like those are two like main things that either people can or can't
do. I can, not great ones, but I can get it to
like a little one. Okay.
So I can't blow a bubble at all.
Ha!
No. I can't blow a bubble
now
at
the,
all.
Shoes so does that on make the other, elf on?
Is this my show now?
The tables have turned. Yeah, you actually, that's how we do the hierarchy
thank
here.
Thank you for tuning in today.
The show's over.
The show's over. That's it, yeah.
Now, so do you need double bubble gum to blow a bubble? Yeah, or can you blow it
big
with
league,
like...
Big League Chew is the move. Because you can put about 5 pounds of gum in your
can
mouth.
Can you blow it with like extra gum?
Extra like the mint gum?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think it's got that much, that kind of...
No, that's my question, because that's what I try to blow it with.
Oh, then no, switch up your...
Making excuses already.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hate the game, yeah.
Hate the game.
That's true. No, you gotta switch over to some bubblegum gum.
Yeah. Well, all right. On that note, we're going to segue into the next song. We got a different little crowd here today that I know we got a different little audience. Yeah.
Shout out to mom and dad, hopefully.
Shout out to, hopefully. So this song is for them. The way we do it, Mike, just so you know, if you've heard, you're a listener.
Big time listener.
Is we pick songs, but we don't tell them who picked what songs.
Okay.
So,
got you.
This song was picked for them,
but
they don't know. They don't know by whom.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Enjoy.
Let's get into it.
He knows it's all worthwhile, he told me. looking for. Been running around for so long. Now I got you, I won't let you go. You got that thing that I've been looking for. And you got a heart full of gold. And that's really turning me on.
Longer. When I'm home. say go, I would stop everything, oh. My heart would play the wrong and act like it's never been broke. Though my soul, oh, oh, oh. Lately I really need to know. So, oh, oh, how long can we be? All of my bones, they scream I'm right. If you're taking me home to stay the night, darling, my soul bleeds. If you say go, I would stop everything, oh. Heart would play the role and act like it's never been broke. Oh, my soul, oh, oh, oh. And lately I really need to know. How long can we be touch and go? Oh, my soul, oh, oh, oh. How long can we be touch and go?
Right, you just heard Starman by David Bowie, followed by Sexual featuring Dio by Naked.
The third week in a row we're running a Naked song.
A Naked. Followed by Touch and Go by Ed Sheeran. Now, this would normally be the time slot where Remy would play a song. Remy, how many times are we going to have to announce this?
Hold on. I have a song.
What?
Wow. I have it ready.
There's no guitar
here.
There's
no guitar.
So there's no live guitar singing.
It's all on the laptop.
You've created a loop?
I've created 6 instrumental loops, and I'm going to mute and unmute them as we go through.
Are you singing along?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Wow.
And we have an audience for the first time. It's just me and I clap, but now...
Okay,
now you got two people.
100% more clapping.
All right, well, are you ready then? I was unaware of this, actually.
Yeah,
I was too.
I am ready.
All right, well, yeah, we do our two sets of 3 songs, and then we'd have Remy's bit.
I need to grab an aux cord real quick to plug into my laptop.
Well, we gotta... Okay, here you go.
It's gonna stretch.
All right, so we're gonna tackle some hard hitting topics, by the way, before later on in the show.
Let's do it.
We're gonna talk about which double stuff versus regular Oreos. Right.
Double or single?
Is cereal soup?
No. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give my opinion yet.
There's been a lot of talk
about the cereal and soup issue, actually.
So what is the definition of soup?
I don't know.
Material, me saying that does not mean I want to get into it.
Material food in
liquid? I feel like
liquid?
Soup's got to be hot. Like, if it's, like, it'd be more acceptable as a gazpacho. Isn't that cold soup?
Yes.
Well, I guess it still makes soup, though.
Oh, because gazpacho are all squares, rectangles, not all rectangles are squares.
I didn't pass geometry, so.
Mm. Mr. Lipper?
Mr. Lipper,
we're sorry.
So.
All right, Remy.
You all linked up
and ready to go?
I am. Just so everyone knows, I made this an hour before air.
Okay.
So when you hear
you
hear how awesome it is, you're gonna think, wow, he only took an hour
like,
on
well,
this.
What could he
no,
do?
No, hold on. Let's rewind that and let's say it how it was supposed to go. Remy's been practicing this for hours and hours, and any mistakes are intentional.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, Remy.
Ready.
The floor is yours.
Hold on, I should also probably say what the song is before we start. The song is No Love by Olivia O'Brien. There you go. Going out, I hate coming home. I hate how you're never picking up your phone, yeah. Just pick up your phone, yeah.
I hate faking like we get along. I hate how everybody wanna do me wrong. Yeah, ain't even like my songs, yeah. You act like you did it yourself, but you're just taking credit for somebody else, yeah. Somebody else, yeah. You look like you're nice, but you're not. And if anyone likes you, it's just 'cause you're high, yeah. And you think you're high, yeah. Love ain't a thing in LA. Ain't no love in LA. Oh, 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 no, no. Love ain't a thing in LA. Ain't no love in LA. But nothing's real anyway. Say you needed me, but I guess you don't. 'Cause you met somebody better, now you're out the door, yeah. And now you're out the door, yeah. Think you traded up, but in the end you lost. 'Cause you gained a little fame, but baby, what's the cost, yeah? And tell me what's the cost, yeah. You act like you did it yourself, but you're just taking credit for somebody else, yeah. You're somebody else, yeah. No, no, no. You look like you're nice, but you're not. And if anyone likes you, it's just 'cause you're hot, yeah. And you think you're hot, yeah. No. Love ain't a thing in LA. Ain't no love in LA. Oh, 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 no, no. Love ain't a thing in LA. Ain't no love in LA. Oh, oh, but nothing's real anyway, no. No, no. No, no, no. Love ain't a thing in LA. Ain't no love in LA. Oh, 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 no, no. Love ain't a thing in LA. Ain't no love in LA. Oh, 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 but nothing's real anyway.
That was beautiful.
Thanks,
Dylan. I enjoyed that.
I'm going to listen to that before I go to sleep tonight.
As will I.
All right. Well, that was amazing.
Thank
you. A beautiful job. The Remy's first performance this year.
Yeah. Took me a while to get going. But
it's okay.
It was good.
We're on.
We're back.
We're ready to go. Also, I wanted to bring something up because while we have the attention of Madame and Mr. Crowley.
Right.
That I think that the people might find interesting or funny is the fact that I'm used as a symbol, maybe,
oh
in your
God,
family.
Oh, my God, of cleanliness, yeah.
Of cleanliness?
Of cleanliness?
Exactly.
Cleanliness.
Yeah, see, you understand now.
Now, Mike, you can tell the story here.
Okay. So, I'm not the neatest person you've ever met, in any sense of the word. I agree with that. My house is
but
a mess. My room is a mess.
I should not be talking.
You know, exactly. So, you know, I'm in the basement. There's stuff everywhere. My mom's like, hey, clean your stuff up. I'm like, why? I mean, not why. Yeah, I probably should.
Why would I clean it up?
Filth, Mom.
Anyway, so my mom's like, do you think Dylan lives like this? And I'm like, yeah, 100%. Like, I can get, like, not only do I think it, I know it. She's like, I don't believe that for a second. Dylan is an angel. I'm like, yeah, he can be a messy angel.
I'm
like,
honored, but.
Wow.
She's like, do you think Dylan lives like this? I'm like, yeah, I can. You want me to FaceTime him? Like, I can guarantee he lives like this.
I get to, he comes to visit me in DC this summer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mike, if anything good came out of, like, not that anything bad would come out of
exactly.
You coming to visit, but if anything happened
like if
from
the whole
you,
weekend
went like
the
terribly.
Yeah.
The good thing that came out of the weekend was that I cleaned my apartment because Mike was coming.
Correct, wow. Exactly. To make it livable
me.
For me.
It was just me. Right. Uh-huh. Like, I don't care. I'll climb the mountain of
exactly
of filth.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing. Do you think Dylan lives like this?
Apartment.
Yes, I know it.
Is Dylan. Yeah, no, that's I'm honored that I'm that
right.
That
you're
kind
held
of
to a
symbol,
pretty high standard in the Crowley house. So.
Yeah, but I've been torn down lately.
Yeah, lately, yeah, past couple weeks.
So. It just
to expand on that.
I just mean that I've been exposed now that I'm not a quitter.
And this is another example of you being exposed live on
right,
the air.
Exactly.
Right.
Not in front of his parents, but in front of the earshot of his parents.
Many people take the opportunity they use this show to call to in you. And say, Dylan, I'm going to expose you. And I go, nope.
And you hang up right away.
Hang up right away. That's where we have to.
I hope my mom calls in. And argues her point again.
Mrs. Crowley, you're welcome to call in and
we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll put you on the air and you can give your side of the story.
That'd be great.
Now, we said we were going to tackle the Oreo question here.
Yes. I don't even think it's a question.
I don't think it's a question either. I think it's quite clear which one is the right answer. But I know people that...
Right, that don't agree.
Well, okay. Well, how about we say it on three?
One.
For double stuff or regular?
Right.
One, two, three, double
regular.
Stuff.
Oh my God.
There goes Remy's mic. Remy can't talk anymore.
I'm going to go leave and grab lunch.
It's like, why would you want...
Why are you in support?
It's too much.
No,
first of
not.
All, I don't even eat that many Oreos to begin with, but double stuffed
I'm an experienced
is
vet.
Way too much stuff. You need the ratio of chocolate
I want
to
mega
cream.
Stuff.
I do too.
The
only argument for Remy's point is you actually get more Oreos per box, which I can totally be okay with.
They cut down
the amount of Oreos?
Think about it. Like, there's less room for cookies if there's more stuff.
It's true.
Oh my.
Think about how thick those double stuff.
Yeah, think about it. You get
just
fewer
buy two
Oreos.
I just couldn't buy two sleeves then.
Then you're spending
more
money.
Sleeves? They're boxes.
They're not boxes.
Also, can we
talk
about how, like, when we were, what, let's say 10, the box of Oreos wouldn't even fit in this room. Now they sell them, they're like index cards filled with Oreos. Like,
I was always, I have a problem, my sister especially has a problem with
Oreos?
This. Just anything when it comes to, like, cookie quantities, sizes like that. Because when we were younger, my mom, we would eat, we were given two, the maximum.
I think we were three.
And the reason was, like, you would have one for each hand. That was like the reason.
you double fisting Oreos at the sorority house.
Little kids just running around with Oreos.
Like,
in their hands.
Who's the hot dog eating champion? What's like?
Joey
Chestnut. Dylan was the Joey Chestnut on the fourth grade of Oreos, scarfing them down at the lunch table.
So I'm an adult now. Okay, I can control my own cookie quantity.
Yeah, but you can't take care of your house. You slob.
I cannot take care of my room. My house. I take care. Of.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
But,
that makes sense.
No, it's first of all my room. Okay, I'm gonna go off topic again here. My room
my
is my room. All right, not many people are in my room other than me.
It's a shame.
So, back to the Oreo bit here.
Right.
Taylor still eats a maximum of two Oreos.
Why is she scared of your mom and her opinion on her Oreo eating habits?
I think that's not even my mom. That's what she just gave my mom. I don't think my mom ever said this is the maximum of Oreos you were allowed to have in this sitting. I think she just gave Taylor two all the time,
right.
And then no more.
And then she held one in each hand and walked around the house.
Didn't eat them. Just
nibbled
held them.
Each one. Yeah,
I had them like maracas in their hands. doing
clackers. Yeah,
I can clap with one hand. They can't know though. They'll never know that this is one hand clapping.
Wow, and I can say it's not. I could say you're lying, and no one would know.
That's true. That's a good point.
I'll have to.
So double stuff was the final answer.
Double stuff is the final. You do have a friend of mine on your side.
Yeah, me too.
Although to be fair, I don't even eat that many Oreos. When I was growing up, see, you guys had the 2-3 Oreo rule. I didn't even have Oreos in my house.
Oh.
So I didn't get them at all.
That explains why I'm so heavy.
What happened with me?
I don't know. You just have an extreme. You walk 8 miles a day. That's why.
I do. I walk an average of 7 miles a day at Tufts.
That's pretty nuts.
I try to keep my steps to a minimum.
I weigh on average 5 pounds less than my normal weight at Tufts than I do at home.
I haven't lost weight in a couple years.
Has it gone the other direction?
It has, yeah. No, I'm all right. I'm fit.
You're good.
And see, nobody can tell.
Right, exactly.
No one knows. Lying or not.
Mike's got a... I got
Marius Pujanowski.
I always say that I have hair for radio because my hair on Sundays is always out of control.
Right.
And Remy's got a face for radio. Mike might have the body of...
I got the body for radio. I have the figure for radio.
All right, before we tear ourselves down anymore, let's throw on the next song, shall we?
Let's jump right into it.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be a good, good life. love the pretty eyes that smile. We took a ship across to the isle. Nothing against your old trees, nothing against your busy streets. The pints were pelted in the pubs. We even took some drunks inside the clubs. But we miss the golden sun. Shine so bright where we come from. It's California that we love. It's California that we love. And nothing else will ever do. No drug can compete with the sun. One gives you life and one makes you blue. Ocean calls when we're away. He wants to know if we're okay. We always will love the USA. No matter where we go and play. It's California that we love. California is the drug. California's all we want. Nobody else can take our love. Ocean calls when we're away. He wants to know if we're okay. We always will love the USA. No matter where we go and play. It's California that we love. California is the drug. California's all we want. California is the drug. The pints, the pints is in the pubs. We even took some drugs inside the club. But we missed the golden sun that shines down on everyone. It's California that we love.
All right, you just heard "I'm a Mess" by Bebe Rexha, followed by "California" by the Growlers, followed by "Tell Me, Tell Me" by Courtship.
Period.
Yes. Now, Mike, you have a little update for us
update. So on the Oreo.
We talked about Oreos a lot today.
This
is actually not sponsored.
No, but that'd be nice. Shout out to
Nabisco. That would be nice.
So anyway, I get a text from my aunt about 10 minutes ago. She's like, "I have a story for you, speaking of Oreos." I'm like, "All right, what's the story?" She goes, apparently the story is that when my mom and her sister were, I don't know, let's go with 8, 10, 12 years old, apparently they had a sleeve of Oreos in their house. And my mom decided to sneak into the kitchen and eat the cream out of every single Oreo and then put them back.
Just the cream.
Left the cookies in the sleeve or the box.
Contact to contact.
Yes, exactly. Just stuck them back together.
That's savage. Animalistic.
My mom's an absolute savage. So my grandma, I guess, wants an Oreo, opens the package, realizes there's no cream. And my grandma goes, "Who did it?" I guess they figured out it was my mom.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did they get to the bottom of that?
I don't think DNA was that popular back then. No, DNA was.
Especially within family DNA, matters right. of Oreos.
Exactly.
They're using forensics.
So my grandma goes, "Okay, here's your punishment. You have to eat the rest of the cookies in the Oreo box." So my mom's punishment is like every kid's dream, which is eating every single Oreo in the box, but she had to do it. Cream first, get yelled at, and then her punishment was to finish the rest of the box, which is awesome.
My question, I have a couple questions that I wish I thought of before.
Okay.
How old was she when this happened?
I'm going to go with like eight? 10 maybe.
10 Another question that it's kind of sadistic. That might not be the right word to say.
Now I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah, I think I am too.
It might be messed up to say, but like looking back, it might be funny. Like if she was like, was she crying as she was eating the cookies?
She's crying, sobbing, eating the cookies.
What a terrible image to conjure up
of like this 8-year-old girl crying in her mouth.
And it's
What's
terrible.
Wrong with you?
In the theoretical, this is all in theory. Someone having their punishment be eating cookies.
I got a live update. My mom was five.
Five.
Wow. So okay, 10 at the oldest was a good guess. So yeah, 5 years old. Imagine. The
eating
stomach
the
my mom
the,
used to
the
have.
The rest of the sleeves?
Think
That's a
about
lot.
The size of a 5-year-old.
That's,
like,
yeah.
And then eating a whole package of
I
Oreos.
Can't. It's oh impressive. My goodness.
Yeah. My mom was an animal.
Test that out
apparently
on my kids,
she was
you know?
Crying. So nice job, Dylan.
I know these things. That's parenting.
You spend a lot of time force feeding 5-year-olds Oreos. Is that how you know?
I guess so. Also, We're coming up on our last 10 minutes here. The show went by pretty quickly.
It did go quick. This has been fun.
We there's one thing I definitely wanted to bring up,
which was
paper straws.
Paper straws.
And,
yes.
Did we talk about this before?
Are they officially outlawed in their actual plastic straws?
Something
are they outlawed in
happened
this state?
Either in Medford, Somerville, or all of Massachusetts, I believe.
And they just can't use them anymore.
Where I don't or maybe it's just the SEC here, because I got they're making the move towards paper straws,
right,
which is intended for the purpose of them to dissolve so that it doesn't lead
right.
to a
you
build up
have
of
a
waste
ton of
right.
plastic right. Yeah.
Which apparently plastic straws contributes a lot to actually
mm-hmm. yeah
which that is a I'm all for that
right.
in theory.
Me too.
Make the replacement work. That's
yeah,
my
don't
proposal
make it, like
how bad are paper straws? I haven't used one yet.
You have maybe 3 minutes to drink your drink
right,
before it dissolves.
Wow.
Well, the problem is
it'll just get like soppy and gross.
What if you only
gross,
you,
yeah.
you, when you're using when you're not using it, you take it out?
No, it's not that part that's the biggest problem.
Oh.
The bit
bits
that's
paper,
in the straw,
yeah.
the bit that's in the drink is not really the problem. It's where you sip.
Yeah.
Because your saliva is like dissolving it.
Yeah,
and
gross.
Then you don't have any there's no more vacuum there to
right, and then you just have a piece
and then
of
you
paper
just have
sitting
paper,
in your drink, yeah,
and you get frustrated.
Are straws
me.
Even that important though? Could you not just not use a straw and sip it from the
Starbucks
has
lid.
That new
yeah,
lid.
Yeah, they have them on
it's like a sippy
on iPoint's
cup.
Campus. Yeah, it's literally like a sippy cup.
That's,
yeah,
that's perfect.
Yeah,
but they don't use that. They're using the plastic straw. Plus, if it's a smoothie? Like if you're a smoothie goer. Smoothie goer.
If you like to
yeah,
go
I'm
to
heading
smoothies.
Out to go to the smoothie.
Yeah, if you're a smoothie drinker, would that sippy cup top work? I think it might, but you might get more chunks.
You get chunks? Yeah, what do you, they have a chunk of strawberry, you can suck it out. What do you do?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I see the gears turning in your head,
a lot of people use metal straws, too.
Is a straw better for chunks or worse for chunks? Because couldn't a chunk get stuck in the straw?
Yeah.
Oh, well, on that note, actually, you know boba tea? Or
never had
tea.
A bubble tea. Yeah,
never
had
it. Is it boba tea or bubble
but
tea?
I think both. I think
yeah.
boba's
okay.
a company or something.
So it has the little bits of tapioca in it, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So, but they also have very big straws.
Yeah.
My problem.
Yeah, they do have big straws.
I
it's like a kindergarten pencil.
Yes, it's huge.
It's huge.
It's enormous.
What
yeah.
a great way to describe it.
What my problem is, I like the bubble tea.
Right.
And I like it in theory, but the fig balls at the bottom, the problem is that they come up too quickly through the straw. So I'll be sucking it, and it'll go directly to the back of my throat. So I'll be like, it'll just knock the back
of
my throat.
So that's the complete opposite of the paper straw problem.
You go from having too much straw.
You go from having not enough straw to having too much straw.
Yeah.
They interesting.
Should just take boba tea, bubble tea straws
and put them,
chop them in half, and put them in the paper straws.
Does a straw have one or two holes?
Mammy's very confused
right
now.
Oh, man, don't even bring that up because...
There's a question for everyone. Does a straw have one or two holes?
Think
about it.
It's one hole, right? It's one hole?
You think it's...
I think it is.
When you think deeply about it, I think it's only one.
I think it's one
because it's just one long cylinder with one big hole. But
so
like, there's a top and a bottom.
How many holes are in a shirt? One big hole?
No,
it all connects to the same spot. That's the same theory as with the straw.
I don't know if that's the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same.
I don't think that's the same.
What? How is it different? It all connects to the same area. This is the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, but I need,
it's
arm,
one
I need,
continuous
I need two
area.
Separate arm holes.
No, but your holes go into your body bit.
My body bit.
I think
bit.
The fact
body
that there bit. Are the holes come in different directions,
yeah.
Right? You've got like four crisscrossing ones if you think about the
I think you're changing
side. So maybe that makes it two holes.
Yes.
So maybe a shirt only has
two holes.
I think you're changing
you
the rules
head,
of the game.
It's called a head, like a head hole.
You're changing the
holes.
Rules of the game here, I believe.
Don't hate
though.
The player.
Are there rules of this game?
Well, what's important is we're solving the important
questions.
Important questions. How many times can I say important in one sentence? We got time for a few more songs, I think. And then we'll pop in, say goodbye to the people, and say goodbye to you, Mike, I guess.
No, I mean, yeah.
Sad. Well, let's pop a few more on.
Let's do it.
I heard it's all
right, you just heard Suicide Saturday by Hippocampus. I actually just looked and I logged it as Suicide Straws.
Did you really? No way.
Because we've been talking about straws for so long.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Remy, you want to give us our PSA of the hour?
Yes, we've got a PSA
per hour.
It's the middle of October. Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA.
Okay.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health.
Yeah, and Thank you, Remy. Sign off on that? Because, hey, I walk 7 miles a day.
This man knows a thing or two about walking, let me tell you.
I can say that's a pleasant thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Although, is walking in autumn better than walking in other seasons?
It's like colder air. I feel like the air is like different, which I think I like. It's like cold and like...
It kind of hurts my lungs a little bit, though. But I don't like
it.
It evens out in my mind. Maybe it evens out a little bit because it's colder. But when you're doing something active, then you're at the perfect temperature because
right.
your body's warming.
This is the best weather though. Like long sleeves, like some shorts if it's not too. Oh, this is the best.
You are Falls long sleeve shirts long and shorts kind of
so
guy.
Dad. I got it from
Very
him.
Interesting.
It's the best.
I feel like
it's hoodie season. Also,
I like the look most of the time.
Big fan.
I like you have those. You have these shorts that are like stretchy. They're like pajama-ish material.
Yeah, my sweatshirts. Nice.
I like those. I want a pair of those. Yeah. I'm gonna.
It's hoodie season too. Break out the hoodies. Break out the sweatshirts.
We're getting club tennis hoodies. Actually,
you should get a DJ Sweet Fig. I'd make you a logo for that.
Oh, DJ you Sweet should. Fig, DJ
like
Sweet
crew neck
Fig.
Or something. That'd be
yeah.
Cool.
After I was DJ Dylan for a long time.
Right.
Actually,
this
DJ.
Is
Mike is the reason that DJ Sweet uh-huh. Fig
really?
Is a
that
thing.
That's me, yeah.
That's you?
Actually, because yeah,
because we have there's a soap in my basement yeah. that says
Sweet
Fig on it.
Sweet Fig scented, and it's I mean like top five smells ever.
Thank
like
God
anything
we,
in the world.
We got that on the air. You
yeah,
guys should have led
me.
With that.
I forgot about that.
It was yeah, sure. it was Mike and Mr. Rea actually.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about it. Yep.
We were talking about it. He's like that's the DJ name. We're like.
Wait,
oh my
genius.
God.
So now you need to come up with a DJ name for me. Because I've been struggling
right.
for
Maybe.
Years.
Hasn't had one. And it did take me, what, 2.5 years to get one?
To Sweet
yeah,
Fig?
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me some thought. Get back to me.
Okay. By the time I come back next semester,
Excellent.
I'm on the show again.
Any new listeners don't know that, like, I'm Dylan.
Right.
I'm DJ Sweet Fig.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never, now that I think about it, I never say my name. But
now
the archive is there.
True.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
My name is Mike.
The show is It's All About Perspective. This is you are listening 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Mike, thank you so much for being
thank
on the show.
Thank you guys for having me. This was
Thanks
awesome.
Thanks for coming to visit me.
Dude.
I visited you a couple times over the
yeah,
college years.
Absolutely.
Seen what Tufts is. You want to highlight any differences real quick?
Tufts. I've seen more people with work ethic in the past 24 hours than I have in my my whole 4 years at High Point. Like, there's kids all over the place doing homework. And we don't do that there. We do. I'm not going to bash the school, but.
No, I've been there.
You got some smart kids.
We did work while I was there with you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's true. Yeah, last time we did. We got some stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was surprised that the people were doing work at the tennis tournament.
Yeah, the tennis tournament.
Yeah.
Because that was like a basketball tournament at High Point. Like, everyone would be asleep on the sidelines. You guys are doing like physics and stuff.
You don't have enough time up here.
I know. At least not.
All right.
Thank
well,
you guys for having
last
me.
Minute of the show. We're going to put on one last song. We'll see you all next week.
Peace.
Peace.
That's not our closing
Double peace.
Thing. Okay.
Peace out.